And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 30th of January, 2017. It's the birthday of the historian Barbara Tuchman, born New York City, 1912, won the Pulitzer Prize for The Guns of August, about the first months of World War I. Barbara Tuchman, who said, "I want the reader to turn the page and keep on turning to the end. This is accomplished only when the narrative moves steadily ahead, not when it comes to a weary standstill, overloaded with every item uncovered in the research." It's the birthday of the 32nd President of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, born 1882 in Hyde Park, New York. His wealthy father made his money in railroads and in coal. The young Franklin Roosevelt was very much attached to his mother, Sarah, so much so that later in life, when he married Eleanor Roosevelt, his mother lived next door to them, though his wife did not care for that. When he was 5 years old, he went to Washington to visit his distant cousin, Theodore, who was then President of the United States, and said, "I have one wish for you, little man, that you will never be President of the United States." Franklin Delano Roosevelt was 39 in the summer of 1921 when he came back from swimming in the ocean, took a nap, woke up with no feeling in his legs, and realized he'd come down with infantile paralysis, polio. He formed the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, which put on the March of Dimes every year to raise money, and a young researcher named Jonas Salk benefited from all of that and eventually developed the polio vaccine. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Richard Brautigan, born in Tacoma, Washington, 1935, author of Trout Fishing in America, which he wrote on a portable typewriter while he was sitting alongside the many trout streams that he fished in. And it was on this day, 1972, British Army parachutists shot 27 civil rights demonstrators in Derry, Northern Ireland, an event known as Bloody Sunday. They had been given the okay to fire on the protesters. The first person they killed was shot in the back. 13 people died, half of them teenagers, and all of the protesters were unarmed. Here's a poem for today by Marjorie Sazer, What She Taught Me. She taught me linking verbs, predicate nouns, long division, have a Kleenex ready, an apple a day. She taught me three-quarter time, Greenwich Mean Time. She taught me do, re, mi, Mexicali rose, 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 my rose of San Antone. She taught me peas, 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 eating goober peas. She taught me that a peanut is a goober pea in certain parts of the world, that it is fine for things to be different in different parts of the world, no two goobers alike in their dry red skins, their pockmarked pods, that there are latitudes and longitudes we have never seen, that she had seen some part and so would I, that I need not forego either the swings or baseball, that spelling is on Friday, and it is okay to learn more than one list, including the hard list. It is not showing off. It is using what you have, that using what you have will not please everybody, that marrying a man of a different stripe is not a popular thing in a small town in the 50s, and divorcing and coming home with a child is even worse, and that you get up every morning anyway and do your work. What She Taught Me, a poem by Marjorie Sazer from Lost in Seward County, published by the Backwaters Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Progressive, offering policyholders the option to bundle home and auto insurance coverage. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.